off 2025 with New Year, New CE. On January 1st, snag 50% off all 2025 Fetch conferences. Don't wait. This deal ends on January 4th at midnight. Secure your spot at any of our 5 conferences now at dvm360events.com. Start your year with savings that won't last.
Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Vet Blast podcast, AI in veterinary medicine. But not just that, where were we, where we're heading, and some really cool things that I just learned about that I probably think that you don't know about either. So I want to share them with you on the show. And with us is Sebastian Gabord. How are you, my friend?
Hey, everyone. Great to reconnect. Super good.
Yeah, good to see you. So, Sebastian is the co-founder and CEO of Digitale, and it's the first practice management software for veterinary hospitals with integrated AI virtual assistant and a native pet parent app, which is cool. We're going to chat about that in a second. And he's passionate about technology and how it can deliver modern experiences to pet owners and veterinary teams. And he's been a TED speaker. He's been featuring on other certain service industry giants such as Disney and Hasbro. And so he co-founded Digitale back in 2018, and it's come a long way now. So we're going to catch up with him and chat about that, what that looks like in vet med. So this year, now that we're in 2025, I mean, if you look at last year of 24, it seemed like a cascade of great AI stuff that was happening. So why don't we kind of back up a little bit, tell the listeners where we've been and where we're at right now.
That's a great start. And to begin with, I'd like to preface that our mission is to keep vets away from the computer, and everything that we're seeing now is exactly the technology that needed to make that happen. And in 2024, at the beginning of 2024, there were the early signs of AI tools, and you started having some scribes, you started having some intake tools. The problem at that time is that a lot of them were, a lot of hallucinations were happening. So a lot of errors. Like if anyone has tried ChatGPT in the early days, it was a cool tool, but nothing that you could use reliably. And at the beginning of 2024, we started doing a big survey together with AHA, where we interviewed over 4,000 veterinary professionals to understand if people love AI, if they tried it, what's the sentiment. And the conclusion, without spending too much time on it, because a lot of that information has already changed drastically, but even at the beginning of 2024, we saw that 80% of the respondents knew about AI tools, that 40% were already using it in practice more than 3 times a week, and that 30% were already looking to use it. There were a lot of concerns around it, but the general sentiment was positive. And the main takeaway is that the more people used it, the more they loved it, which meant that it wasn't a hype. So there was definitely something to stay. But at that time, we didn't know exactly what, because a lot of scenarios, it wasn't working at all. And in some scenarios, it was working really well.
That's awesome. And where do you think it's going this year now? I mean, obviously, it's on a very high trajectory for success. So where is AI heading in 2025?
So now we're in a super exciting moment in history, because on one side, practices have realized that AI is a competitive tool, is a competitive advantage, and more want to use it. The challenge that I'm seeing is similar to the challenge that we've seen in the industry, where we had all the legacy systems, like legacy PIMS, where you had Aviemark, Cornerstone, and then you had a lot of add-ons on top. And the problem with those add-ons, like you've probably tried yourself, is that they say that you book an appointment online and it gets into your PIMS, but reality is you get an email and then you manually need to put it in the PIMS. And then that doesn't communicate with the chat tool that you're using and so on and so forth. So the big challenge that I'm seeing that's going to most likely happen if we continue down this path is that you'll start having a lot of AI tools that don't communicate with each other. And imagine having out of the entire patient journey, imagine you have one AI assistant that does the intake for the patient that doesn't communicate with the AI that you're using to take the medical, to do the medical notes, and that doesn't communicate with AI that does the discharge notes. There's no way you can actually deliver care with that.
Right.
And this is the big risk. And this is why we're a big proponent that the concept of holistic AI needs to happen. And that's the way we can actually leverage AI for good, and where we can see results as in 40 hours per DVM per month saved where we can see that vets can now go home on time, where we can see that the pet parents have a really great experience and everything is personalized for them. But for that, it's really key to start understanding that standalone AI tools will need to figure out a way on how to really integrate if they want to give the output of, that we're all hoping to get out of AI.
Yeah, because when you even look at some of the PIM systems now, the biggest complaint that I even know I do when I see it is so much clicking. You know, so many windows are open, and it really is inefficient for some things. You're trying to pull up the patient profile and then mm-hmm. also prescriptions and then write up your SOAP notes. Then layer that on top of the integration that's not necessarily working, to your point, getting an email and trying to pull that through. When I hear that, like, and I've known, I've been at conferences, that's so like, I can't take one extra step right now. I just can't. So it's great that it's working to integrate itself within, which is great.
100%. And to give you an example, like, we were talking with one vet that was saying, Sebastian, if I could just like copy paste all the records that I have, like historic records in my old system, and just put them in ChatGPT and get some summary, would be amazing. And that's why as a PIMS, you have this ability to actually do that. And we ended up creating Tail Summarize, which basically summarizes your entire records, and it just gives you the highlight in a couple of seconds.
That's great. That really is good. And, you know, some listeners may say, oh, I'm concerned about it taking away my position as a CSR or a technician or a veterinarian, even for that matter. But you mentioned before, when we were chatting offline, we were talking about role-based AI. So share with the listeners what that means.
Yeah. So first is, I'm a big believer in something that's already been like now standard saying, but AI won't replace anyone, but someone using AI most likely will because of the productivity gains. But what we've seen over this past 18 months is that any of the roles from CSRs, vet tech, DVMs, what happens is they get supercharged. They're still very much needed, but now instead of spending 10 minutes to write an email, a personalized email, they just do that in seconds. And that's the power of AI, where it just supercharges what you do. And what we've seen is that most of the tools right now are very functional based. So let's say you have one that does scribing, you have one that does intake. But the reality that the more we've seen this technology develop, it will start shaping into role-based AI. So then what we're envisioning is that CSR will have an AI assistant for them. The vet tech will have an AI assistant for them, similar for the DVM. And there's probably going to be another AI assistant forward facing towards the pet parent. And those would be specialized with different skills that will deliver on their on what they need to do for that role. Because it makes a lot more sense to super think of exactly what you're doing in a day-to-day basis, but having an assistant following you and supercharging what you need to do as your role. And we're already seeing that. And it also gives the power going down that path that you would start, the AI starts learning from the way you do. So it helps you do more of the things you want to do and the way you want them to do them. And that's very important.
Well, that's great because, you know, AI is certainly excelling in so many different areas. You know, we talk about digital radiography, digital cytology with our PIMS, how we go ahead with our workflows, with invoicing our clients and patients. Do you think that there are any shortfalls in AI? And on the contrary to that, where is AI excelling more in?
Yeah, great point. And my answer today, most likely, it is very different than my answer 12 months ago. And the reason for that is that AI has evolved so much and is continuing to evolve. Today, AI, one of the best use cases by far, the dictation part, which we know we've already seen a lot of vets starting to pick this habit up, and it saves so much time. Like, again, we're talking about 10 hours per DVM per week, just from time savings, from not needing to do the record and just transcribing everything that you're saying. But then the second biggest use case by far is the callbacks, where now for any callback that you do, it just captures what you're saying and it creates the summary of the conversation inside it, adds it to the medical record. Then other big areas where it's very, very good is the summarizing. So summarizing everything from the records and giving you a history. Another big use case that we've seen with a lot of value is what we call voice to invoice, which means that based on everything that has been dictated for the medical record, it captures all the charges for you. And then you can review them, confirm them, and you finish the record. But all of these...
I love when I hear really cool sound bites. I have never heard that before. I may probably be living under a rock, but who would have thought, let's put the word voice with invoice. I've never connected the dots. I'm having this aha celestial moment right now. Okay, carry on. Voice to invoice. I love it.
There's an amazing person we work with, and she was the brain behind this. So all credits to her, but it just, you know, makes sense. So voice to invoice. And then another one is SOAP Verify. So it just gives peace of mind, as in after you've done 20 patients, you've seen 20 patients today, at the end of the day, you're more tired. And we have a thing called Verify that verifies everything you've done compared to all the previous medication, all the previous records. And it just highlights if there's any contraindications, anything that you should review. And all of these are key use cases where it just provides so much value, also on an emotional perspective, because now you finish everything on time, you can have peace of mind, where we've seen roles in the team that have more satisfaction from their job because their job is no longer transcribing or no longer doing admin work. And all of those are tasks that are taken over by AI. But also from an economical perspective, going from almost doubling the amount of patients that one person could see, going from 20 to almost 36, like that's really impressive. And it's just one tool that you can add. Going from, again, 1 million to 1.5 million annualized revenue. But as we're talking about all these optimistic use cases and what we're seeing already in practice for more than a year and a half, for all of those ones are also use cases where AI is really bad and where we wouldn't recommend using it today, because it still requires some iterations before we get there. Again, I'm definitely on the optimistic side. I was skeptical all the way at the beginning. So 18 months ago, if we go in the story of why we started, like I was definitely on the no camp. But today, seeing the rate of evolution and how well it tackles all the challenges, it's amazing. Like really shocking that we're getting the chance to live in these times. But again, still where AI is not built to do math for you. Even though it will get it right most of the time, AI is not built for that. So there are still situations like this where it's very difficult. Or one of the dream roles that, again, we would love to start seeing the assistant for the practice manager and to start, you know, giving more KPIs, results, and analyzing the insights from the data. But still, the technology of today of AI is not built to handle large data sets. So those are still areas where we need to still see improvement in the underlying technology before we're going to see a really good tool out there to be able to do this.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It really is. So, okay, as we're wrapping up, tell us a little bit more about Digitel in a summary and the new service that you just launched and where we can learn more about it.
Yeah, so our mission has always been to keep away the vet from the computer and to empower what veterinarians do. Recently, we've launched Tailed VIP, which is an AI tool that you can find on app stores, on Google Play, or just go to digitel.com/AI. And this Tailed VIP gives the chance for everyone that hasn't tried AI to try it today for free. And it's a basic version. Again, it's digital scribing and workflow, but it gives them the chance to try it and see how it works. I was always saying before that even if you haven't tried any of the dedicated AI tools for VetMed, just go on ChatGPT and try it out, because again, you'll find the free version and you can see it there. But now we have an AI dedicated tool out there. And probably there's going to be more of this happening in the industry as a result of cost of the technology going down. There's a lot of interesting things happening. And yeah. I remember even when we did the AHA study, that one of the biggest concerns that 53% of the respondents said is that they're concerned about price. But today, you can get an AI tool starting from $100 or even less per month. And given the benefits that you get, there's definitely a massive ROI for anyone that wants to try this.
Yeah, I love it. And I'm just going on your website now, and to the listeners, of just looking at the testimonials that that you know our colleagues have written is pretty outstanding, actually. It's unbelievable. So it's been taught as like the modern veterinary software you wish you had sooner, is what somebody was saying. Just workflow efficiency, better quality of life. Some of these things are coming in are great. So
I have one that I'm not sure if you have on the website, but one from Dr. Douglas, who was one of our core users in the early days when we started putting the design group partner for Tails, our AI assistant. And he was saying that Tails is the assistant I did not know I needed and would have never agreed to the hours I wanted to use it for.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Sebastian Gabor, thank you so much for being on the show.
Amazing. Thanks for having me. Love the energy.
Of course. Thank you for tuning in to our listeners. Of course, don't forget to rate the podcast as we continue to grow here. keeping the vibe alive here in 2025. And we'll see you next time right here on the Vet Blast Podcast. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast Podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.